Microphones
on. Morning, guys. How are we?
Good morning.
Man, it's frosty today. We got out of the car this morning and, like, the ice was just, the frost was coming out everywhere.
In the breath?
In the breath.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I left my phone in the car to go back out and get it. And I was, didn't realize walking in, but when I was walking out, because the light was shining, you could just see, like, it was like clouds.
Wow.
So I was there doing, like, blowing out all the air.
It's 9 degrees here in Sandgate.
Oh, too cold.
It's getting cold.
That's a no from me.
Getting colder.
I know. It's not even winter yet.
I know.
Hey, all climate that's change. To look forward to.
You know what? This is the thing with climate change. Like, everything's just so jumbled up, right?
Yeah.
Like, screw seasons now.
Yeah,
you get
just,
what you
it's
get.
It's just wacky all the time.
Yeah, I just like the autumn leaves falling. So, as long as we still have that, I don't care
then
where it falls.
Then you're okay.
Yeah.
At some point in the year.
Yep. But what's the goss coming up with producer Jackson? What's on the way?
Good morning. Yeah, I got details on Pink's regrets over her friendship with Britney Spears in the early days. Also, too, I don't know if you remember Jason Engler. He was that maths groom who did the homophobic rant.
Oh, yeah, Bryce's man.
Yeah.
Vaguely,
well, he's spoken out about that finally for the first time ever, so I'll play you the audio of that.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
The
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
It's What's the Goss with producer Jackson. I'm so excited to hear all this goss about Pink and Britney Spears from back in the day.
Okay, yeah, because they didn't get along. It was like, remember how Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, Pink, they all sort of were pitted against each other and went head to head. So she was asked by a fan on Watch What Happens Live, which is Andy Cohen's TV show, basically how she feels about that whole situation now after watching the documentary that came out about Britney a few months back.
I felt sad that back then, like, I didn't know. Like, I'm a strong person. Like, I could have reached out more. I could have, I don't know. I just feel help. I don't like feeling helpless and or powerless. And I can only imagine how she feels. And she could have used some support. And the media tore her apart. And the paparazzi are scum. And I just, I wish I could have reached out and gave her a hug.
It's interesting, though, that she avoids sort of taking responsibility for anything that she did to other celebrities.
Well, we had this conversation the other day. Pink has been savage.
Yeah, and she keeps going on these TV shows because I did report on this, like, the other day. She keeps going on these TV shows to sort of justify it without taking accountability for her standing in the situations. It's funny how she blames the scummy paparazzi but doesn't go, oh, do you know what? Actually, I was wrong.
I don't know. Did she say things about Britney back in the day?
Well, there was just a lot of issues that went around. I mean, when they filmed that Pepsi commercial, there was rumors about Pink being nasty to Britney Spears. She did those film clips about
I remember that, like, debacle.
Yeah, so there's a bit of shady situations surrounding her actions towards other celebrities, which she's still avoiding. And fans continue to call her out about it, but she's not addressing it, but she keeps on going on TV. Just be quiet.
On another note, her performance at the Billboard Awards yesterday with her daughter... really good, actually.
Yeah,
they both
got
on the silk shields.
He's
act.
How old her daughter's got? But she's
maybe like 7 or 8.
She's
they're doing aerial yoga. It's that sort of vibe.
She's
isn't
gonna
it?
Have such a good career.
Oh.
Mum's setting her up for life.
I'll say.
Really interesting, though, about that performance. People are pointing out that it looked very much like a Sia Maddie Ziegler performance.
Yeah, I got those vibes. 100%.
Yeah. So, who knows? She'll cop it there. But I'm sure she will go on another TV show to talk about how she didn't do anything
you know,
wrong.
Look, parents need to leave their kids at home. Like, work can be such an escape for people. I don't understand why you bring
why
your kids
parents
in.
Want
to... It's like when you see Jay-Z and Beyonce and then their child's taking up a seat in the front row of the Grammys. You're like, should you be there?
No, absolutely no. Not.
Yeah. All you did was, like, you know, gargle on one track. You don't deserve that.
Oh, gosh. Jason Engler, let's move on to him. Of course, he was that guy from Maths that we've all forgotten about. Shock. So he's gone on his best mate Bryce's podcast, which is edited terribly, by the way. For someone that's worked in radio for so long, he should be ashamed of himself. But he's opened up about Liam Cooper and the little homophobic dig that he had in that video that was released. He was very, very drunk in it, and he regrets it a lot.
Obviously, the video was something I do regret, and I have apologised. I do apologise again. It's something I should have done, and I do regret to this day. Apologising to Liam, and don't really care the public. I don't owe them an apology, but I do apologise to Liam. Whether he accepts that or not is another thing. I don't really like being, you know, known for that video, but I'm assuming the double glasses and the hat backwards will be haunting me for many more years to come.
Sorry, everybody. I just took your IQ down about 700 points for listening to that.
Wait, was that the actual edit from the podcast?
That was the actual edit, like the raw audio from the podcast. Very bad, right? It feels like you're in a time warp.
Do you know, Jason called Liam fat and just really, you know, made him feel
dug
like
the boot in, yeah.
I've forgotten about Jason already. Like,
same.
Yeah, to be honest, I had to Google.
Yeah.
I didn't even know who he was. I just seen him pop up in Daily Mail.
I think that says everything, doesn't it?
Well, the maths fans, the diehard maths fans.
Yeah, they'd remember. They'd be like, oh, that guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what's really fascinating? I used to date this guy called Sam, or like hang out with him, right? And he was on the maths version of maths in New Zealand.
Really?
Right? It was like the first same-sex couple on there. Anyway, he's been hanging out with Liam. Yeah, I've been seeing that on Instagram, Sam world, and Liam. I'm like, oh, wow, look at that.
Something to be said about the latest season of Maths as well. Very interesting, because these guys are the only ones that I've seen actually just completely give up the facade once the TV show ended.
That's like, true. They're
that's
like,
not
yeah,
actually
it's
me.
Fake.
I'm really nice in the show. I'm actually just a bit of a dickhead in real life.
Wow.
I just take note of that. When you're watching reality TV down the track and you want to flock to these people's Instagrams and make them rich and make them famous, just understand that most of them are actually just pretty terrible.
I think that's where we can leave it.
Thank you, Jackson. Lads versus Lasses up next. Guys, I can't believe it. The Lasses are 1 point ahead the very first time in weeks, it seems.
Yeah.
We need a lad and a lass on 13109 right now. On offer today, guys, we have a double pass to the Sea Eagles taking on the Knights this weekend at
home.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
Yeah, this is Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. Guys versus girls. We still need a lass this morning, currently leading on 36 gold stars to the lads 35. So if you're a lass, the lines are open.
Call
for
now,
you
girls.
Now 13-09 on offer. A double pass to see Manly take on the Knights home this weekend,
good
guys.
Prize.
Woohoo! Well, girls, while you're calling, Sean, he's 30. He has a daughter who is 6. He loves his footy and even went to Andrew Johns' wedding. Well, there you go. Isn't he meant to be a local Sean from back in the day?
Oh, sure am.
No. I meant you. Well, you are, but Andrew Johns' to
course,
go to his wedding.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jade, that's like Nobbies.
What was it like?
Knew he through and through.
I was pretty. My dad played at his wedding, so I was just a kid, but it was pretty.
Oh, how good!
It was pretty intense.
I bet.
Sounds like you still got a hangover.
All right, man. Sure. Let's give you your first question this morning. In makeup, what's the purpose of bronzer?
Bronzer?
Yeah.
What's the brand?
No, like in makeup, what's the purpose of bronzer? So why do women use bronzer?
Okay, there you go, brown.
No, sorry. Gives a sun-kissed look to the face. Okay, question number two. Jessica Mowboy and Rita Ora are now judges on which upcoming singing reality show? Is it A, Australian Idol, B, The Voice, or C, The X Factor? No, it's The Voice. It's okay. One question left. Okay. Which actress stars in the Legally Blonde movies?
Reese Witherspoon.
Correct.
Oh, good job, Shawnee. One on the board, brother.
Excellent.
Still win you those tickets. Crevo, let's meet our lass.
Yeah, it's time to meet our lass. Her name is Lisa. She's from Warners Bay. Is a disability support worker. And Jackson said, hey, can you tell me one interesting fact? And she said, I'm old.
Come on, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, really good. You ready to win this for the lasses?
I'm hoping.
All right, let's get into your questions. You need two for an instant win, all right?
R-H-H.
Question one. What brand of electric ute was the United States President Joe Biden seen driving this week?
What, sir, what was that?
Oh, no good, Lisa.
A Ford. Question two.
Here we go. What would you use a bug inline spinner for?
Fishing.
That is correct.
Woo!
One on the board. Now, this is very important that you realise, Lisa. If you get this next one right, you're an instant winner, okay? If not, we go to a tiebreaker coin toss, all right?
Okay.
What kind of car would you find a transfer case in?
Oh! Case.
You know what? You can't ask your mate in the car.
You know what that means.
You are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
Have to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
Lisa, do you know what? Honestly, you can't be cheating like that. So we're gonna give Sean the option to choose heads or tails today.
Okay.
Here we go. Hello, Sean. Heads or tails, brother?
I'll go heads.
All right. Good luck to you.
It's tails.
Oh, no. Sorry, Sean. No
Lisa,
brother.
You've done it for the girl.
There we go.
Well done, Lisa.
Lisa hung up already.
Oh, really? Lisa was like, oh, they caught me cheating. I'm on my way.
Sorry, Lisa. Enjoy Knights versus Manly this weekend. Tickets available at ticketek.com.au. Guys, news time with Maddie up next. And before 7 o'clock, guys, I'm very excited. Tell us about the guy we're chatting to that we've managed to track down, Jade.
Okay, so this guy has, basically, he's the sperm dominator, I'm going to say. He has more than 11,000 members on his Facebook page, and basically, he's Australia's private sperm donor.
Like the number one.
The number one.
I wonder how many kids he has.
Well, apparently, okay, I've got a great answer to that, which I thought was funny when I was reading about him just earlier. He says that we don't consider the kids a trophy. So he refuses to say how many kids he's actually fathered in case it hurts, you know, those who can't have kids.
It's a bit of information, though, that hints towards
thousands.
It's in the hundreds.
Yeah.
Imagine that. You've got kids out there. Hundreds of them.
Wow. Well, there we go, chatting. What's his name?
Oh, he reckons he's facilitated like 437 births last year alone, apparently.
Oh, so it is literally thousands
it
of
is,
children.
It could literally be thousands, yeah.
Unbelievable. What's his
name? Adam Hooper,
yeah. So we're gonna chat to him and find out his interesting career choice.
6:31 at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
So we were just talking about this guy, Adam Hooper, and he basically has helped facilitate 437 births last year alone. So this guy is basically the face of informal sperm donation in Australia, which I didn't even know was a thing.
Neither did I.
Or even was a legal thing to begin with, because I know I asked you guys off air, like, I thought, you know, it was illegal to be getting money to donate sperm.
Yeah, well, I don't think he gets money, or not that we know of, but he's, you know, he's just set up this, like, Facebook group to facilitate a lot of new families.
Can I just say, Producer Jackson, we were, conversing yesterday in our Facebook group. This guy's, like, trying to book the queen on our show, right? He's like, I can give you a 5-minute slot at this time, no longer.
Yeah, he was very busy this morning, had many TV appearances.
I think he's on Studio 10 a bit later, yeah?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he was on Studio 10 at 6:15, I think.
So, yeah, if you don't get enough of him in the next few minutes from us, then you'll probably be able to see him on TV later.
It's going to be interesting to get his full story, because, like, it's interesting human to decide to take this on as like full time, because apparently he doesn't have a stable job. So this, I
he's
think,
too busy.
May be it.
In
I don't know,
isn't he? You know, when you get a hobby or something, it takes over your life.
I guess if he's helping people, it's a good thing, but we'll find out more.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Now, we're trying to get Australia's number one private sperm donor, Adam Hooper, on the line, but producer Jackson is not answering his phone.
Not at the moment. I'll keep trying.
Maybe he's busy. Well, like working
might
right
be
now.
Facilitating a donation.
A donation right now.
We'll do Love It or Loathe It right now.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM. Love it.
This is where we get each other's thoughts on the daily topic. This morning I'm getting Matty's and Crevo's. I want to know your thoughts on the Aldi special buys.
3, 2, 1, go!
I'm going to say love it. I'm into them.
Loathe it. It's all... Do you know what? It's like... Aldi have, like, spun their special buys into the biggest marketing tool for themselves. You know what? Who cares? It's actually useless junk that you think that you need, but you don't actually need it in your life.
Oh, no. FUBAR. I bought the best clothes rack on wheels the other day. It has, like, it's huge, and I love it.
So you think you need that, Jade?
No, I do.
Do you really need a clothes rack with wheels?
Yes.
Do you really need that in your life?
Because now I can move it around, and the thing doesn't collapse on me.
You hate washing.
I do, but it's made my hate for it a little bit less because it's so convenient. Well, I bring this up because it's been a long time coming, but Aldi will finally be offering online shopping. So the online store will only be for limited items, namely the special buys products, and will service New South Wales, Victoria, and Greater Metro Queensland.
So will you be able to get delivery then?
Well,
of this, or is it? Do you like have to pay and then pick it up in store?
I think you have to pay and pick it up in store. Nah, so it says the exclusive online range will launch this week with a memory foam mattress and French door fridge. So yeah, it's good. At least now you don't have to deal with all the lines and people pushing and shoving to get in store.
Well, they do the whole like snow gear sale in Sydney this year. They're having to hire security at every store because people just lose their minds.
It's a bit crazy.
Over a couple of puffer jackets and some warm socks.
You know what?
Are you kidding? What actually happens to people with that?
I don't know what it is, just on that note, about snow and people going crazy. Like, during winter at the snowfields, it's the same everywhere. Like, you can't get a jacket. You can't get any gloves at any shop. It's just chaos all around.
They're just stuffed in everyone's closets. Because you go to, op shops and rarely do you see puffer jackets in there either.
No, because everyone's just hoarding them at home from that one time they bought them from Aldi. How ridiculous.
Oh, it's happy days. I'm excited.
You hate online shopping, Jade, if it's not glasses.
No,
you're not into it.
If it's an Aldi special buy, bit different. Because I hate having to send back... You know, items in the post where you've got to repay for the postage, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Jackson, I do believe we have the sperm donor up on the phone. Yeah.
Yes, he's on the phone now.
Oh, good. We'll chat to him next. Got hold of him. He finished working. We'll do it after this.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Guys, and we are speaking to Australia's number one sperm donor right now.
That's right, we are chatting to Adam Hooper. This guy blows me away because he is the man behind Australia's private sperm donor boom, which is happening right now around Australia, and he joins us now.
Adam, good morning.
Hey, guys. Yeah, look, I'm flattered about number one sperm donor, but no, I'm not actually the number one. It's a collective effort in here.
Who keeps count of that, Adam?
Sorry?
Who keeps count of the scoreboard? Like, how do you know who's number one?
Footy tipping.
Well, that's the thing. Like, we're a bit different to America with the Joe Donors and all that.
Yeah.
We wanted to create something that was a bit more altruistic. We don't really shout out our numbers. It's not really a competitive match. We've got to have a bit of psychology for the people conceived this way. And, so by going about it, being humble about it, we don't really talk.
Adam, why don't you walk us through what you actually do, like, so we all understand?
Well, basically, I looked into donating sperm.
Yeah.
And naturally, you feel that the place to go is a clinic, so that's where I went and looked at. And from that point there, I decided that wasn't for me because I had two children myself, and I thought, well, I don't know who I'm helping. I don't know which family they're going to. I don't know if these people are going to, you know, domestic violence or how they're going to be raised. And so, it made more sense to actually set up a network where people were actually, you know, matched with each other or happy to be matched with each other. And then from there, they get to make their choice. And women get to pick a guy's features rather than, being just told they got blonde hair, blue eyes.
Wow. Okay, so it's not just you. So you've started basically essentially your own clinic in a way. So when this article says you've helped facilitate 437 births, it's not you alone. It's you and other men who want to have that connection with, a sperm donor receiver.
Oh, yeah, and the recent article with The Age that just came out the other day, that we've got 200 requests from men wanting to join now and consider doing this.
Tell me how many, like, I know you said it's not a trophy and you don't, like, tell people the figure, but, like, how many, like, roughly, like, how many kids out there do you think, like, you've helped facilitate?
Well, I've helped around 15 families, so it could be 12 or 13, it could be 16, 17. I wrote it in Notepad, not in Excel, so I don't number them because I want to make it conscious and lead by example.
Yeah,
that we're not trying to number these kids and see these kids as numbers.
So do you think, so I know in Victoria apparently donors cannot create children for more than 10 families. I know you've said you've helped 15 families because they were sort of interstate or overseas. But how does, like, at what point do you stop? Because obviously if there's a lot of your kids out there and then that, like, what if they met randomly down the track? And
I'm not sure that they can randomly meet because that's the thing with the social networking these days. All the mothers are in that one group. So I don't know how they're randomly not going to be able to meet because they've essentially already met before they've known it.
Okay, so you encourage your kids to be brothers and sisters with the other 15 families, children that you've helped fathered?
Well, my children have met some of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, that's cool.
And, but that's what it's about, because it's about, you know, we find out the psychological issues of donor conceived people happens when they have to face it later in life. You know, when you're a child, you're open to anything. You know, you'll go out and play with this person. Oh, this person was my half sibling. Okay, well, that's no big deal. Later on in life, it comes a bigger deal.
Adam, question. Are you doing it through this way? Are you liable for, like, child support and stuff if someone was to claim something?
So we do the podcast Burn the Nation World, and I've spoken to a lawyer on that.
Yeah.
And, you know, these lawyers say if it's done through artificial insemination.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, they recommend doing agreements. That's what they recommend. But, I mean, look, we've been going for 6 years now.
And no issues.
437 births last year. But over the course of 6 years, we've had a few thousand born now.
Yeah.
And we've never had any legal issues, anything go to the courts.
Okay. So is that the only legal advice you've had, though, is some bloke on a podcast? Like, or have you gone lawyer as well?
Well, we got lawyers in the group. There's lawyers that actually come in here and have their baby this way.
Yeah, right.
So, they're quite comfortable with the laws. They're quite comfortable with the laws.
Yeah.
And so basically I'm comfortable with the laws, and basically we're looking at the court system every day is having divorce, custody battles all the time.
Yeah.
And this is now the biggest risk of having children these days is actually being in a traditional relationship.
I'm curious. So, IVF is really expensive, right? So it can be $7,000 to $10,000. Do you offer a cheaper rate? Is that something that's...
So we're completely altruistic. People can come in here and select their donor and then take them to a clinic, because there's people with fertility issues that require a clinic.
Right,
it's all about...
Black and white, that's right.
it's all about connecting and, you know, the ability, because like a child will grow up and they'll ask someone, they'll ask their parent and go, oh, was my dad good at maths because I'm good at maths or I'm good at sport? And then look, people that are born from clinics, their parents go, well, I don't know because we don't have any contact. But with this way, they can instant message them or they can video call them or they can even catch up and do it. There's
okay.
so many
yeah.
variety of ways. So it's so much better for the psychological well-being for the children.
Hey, Adam, tell us, to wrap this up on a positive note, tell us like a story that sticks out in your mind of a family that you've helped.
Oh, geez, they're all special in their unique way.
Something, obviously, as a human being, I'm interested in the psychology behind why you would start this. And I mean, from your perspective, obviously there was something that happened along the line that made you sort of, like, inspired you to get into this field, right?
Well, I know that I'm mentally headstrong. And, yeah. You know, I've got a lot of mental resilience. For a lot of people, giving part away the DNA is something that would be hard for them to do. You know, but for me, I knew that if I was to help someone, that the children would be born, you know, relatively healthy, where everyone in my family lived to 90 plus years.
Yeah.
You know, then it all came down to whether or not I thought these people were good people to raise a child, and I was comfortable with that. And, you know, for me, it's very special. I get photos and updates on their birthdays, and it really warms my heart to see, you know, all the love that they're receiving. So, you know, you don't get that. We get a lot of men that have donated at clinics in the past who joined the group and said they didn't feel fulfilled, and they feel, you know, their own psychological well-being is jeopardized because, yeah, they're having thoughts of, I wonder where that child is, or
yeah,
wonder if
wow.
they're being... You know, I wonder if they're being looked after all right. And then they come in and donate online, and they're going, this is far way better.
Yeah.
You know, my peace of mind is far way better.
Well, there it is. Well, thank you, Adam. Look, we appreciate your time. It's a very interesting subject that a lot of people might not hear about all the time. You're in Studio 10 this morning, yeah?
Yeah, so I'll be on that. So, yeah, guys, if you're interested in being a donor or looking at this avenue, come on Sperm Donation Australia on Facebook. And, it was a pleasure chatting.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you for your time this morning.
Well, that was
I get
an
a little bit concerned when I hear things like this, because it's like...
Where's the regulation?
It's so unregulated, and this guy kind of sounds like a bit of a cowboy, to be quite honest. And do you know what? At the end of the day, you should go to a doctor.
Yeah.
Well, I think
a fertility doctor.
I think they do. So I think it's a place... What I got from that is that it's a Facebook page where they meet up, and you can chat to different donors, and then if you like one, then you go to the IVF clinic.
I get that, I guess, but it's like... Yeah.
There should be, like, I don't disagree that there should be maybe a bit more interaction, right? But just the way it's set up is just a bloke who started it on Facebook. Like, maybe there should be... like a place to meet those people, but it should be kind of like regulated or something.
Well, it says here that an informal sperm donation is not illegal, so there's no law surrounding.
Yeah, because I think it really is such a like an undiscovered area in this field. Oh well, there we go. Interesting chat. Thanks.
Fascinating.
For that. Coming up after the news.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
My God. Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
We are playing What's My Age Again, guys. This is a very simple game. All we need is a couple of contestants on the phone, 13 10 09. We ask you a series of random lifestyle questions and, of course, listen to your voice and try and determine how old you are. Couple of rules. It's the closest without going over. And, of course, there is a leaderboard here. And I believe, Jade, that you and I are tied.
Are we now?
Yeah. So
all tied up.
I know. I had a hat trick last week.
We are on 14 gold stars apiece. Crevo trailing on 12. Not too far behind. You could even things up today.
Yeah, totally could happen.
All
Sometimes that happens, right? Jade got a hat trick last week. This is my week.
You are definitely due for one.
Yeah, I feel it in my bones.
Yeah, if you want to give us a call and play, 13 10 09.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos, What's My Age Again?
Are you one of those people that sounds like you're 16, but you're actually 59? Well, that's the type of person we want here on 13 10 09. Very simple game. All we do is ask you a series of random lifestyle questions, and it's up to us to decipher how old you are.
Yeah.
Couple of rules. No, obviously, Oh my God, I just had a total mental blank there.
It's the closest without going over.
There you go. Wow.
No going over.
Here we go with Jason this morning. G'day.
How's it going, eh?
Yeah, not too bad. Okay, your first question to decipher your age. What was the last TV show or movie you watched?
Avengers Endgame.
Oh, I love that one. Avengers Endgame.
Okay, question number two, Jason. What brand of phone do you own?
It's an iPhone.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, iPhone user. Prevo,
yes, please.
I think you are 41.
Oh, I'm going 44.
I think you are 39, Jace.
I'm 51.
Yes, that's me.
One for Jay.
Yes.
Do you know what gave it away? It's Canadian Jace. He goes,
yeah, I know.
How you going, air? Yeah. Thanks, Jason.
Love that.
All right, let's go to our caller number two this morning. It's Mel. Hello, Mel.
Hello.
Hey, all right, question one for you. How many litres of milk do you go through in a week?
Six.
Two big boys.
Young sounding voice. All right, next question for you. Do you drink alcohol? If so, what was your last drink?
Not very often. And I tend to drink cruises.
Okay, I reckon you're 36.
37.
Oh, I'm going to say 31.
I'm 39.
Jade again! Oh,
no, Maddie, you went 37.
Oh,
you went the cheat move.
Mixed up those two.
Well, how is it a cheat move, Jade?
You're one so above. Cool. One above.
Hey, that's the game, right? You all get a go. All right, next it's time to meet Amanda. Hey, Amanda.
Hey guys, how are you?
Hello.
Ooh, this one's hard.
This is a really hard voice. All right, question for you. Did you have a Game Boy as a kid?
No.
Ooh, okay. How do you take your coffee when ordering at a coffee shop?
Caramel latte.
You are 50. No. I retract. You are 42.
I'm going to say 43.
Oh, I'm going to go with 38.
Closest without going over. How old are you, Amanda?
37.
Yeah. Oh,
no, Jade's
we all
over.
Lose.
Me?
No, you went
40. 42. Oh, I did too. No one.
No point.
One.
Oh. Thanks, Amanda. Math is the strong point of this team.
I flunked maths at school.
You know what sucks? We ended up the same. Jade and Maddie are tied on 15, and Crevo, you're on 12.
I haven't got one.
A disappointment.
Trailing further behind. No clear winner. Hey, the competition runs all year, though, so we've got 7 months to go.
It does. If you want to play, make sure you're listening next Tuesday. But, guys, yesterday, oh, my God, what a day. It was a complete write-off. But I need to sort of thank and apologise to two people that came round to my house yesterday because it was a bit chaotic and I may have let someone down. But a delivery driver, in fact, and I feel terrible about it. So I need to just fill you in with the chaos at my house and my apology next.
All right, excellent.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
You've got a few apologies to some delivery drivers to make.
Yes.
No good.
Okay.
Well, there was an opener.
There was an opener. There we go. I love our computer. It lags.
It's delayed.
It has lagged.
From 1996.
When you need it now, it's 6 seconds late.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, basically, okay, yesterday was maniac. Okay, so I was on the bank, on the telephone to the bank, for... I think it was about 2 hours, okay, because apparently my PayPal account had a linked account to my, so basically I was getting scammed. Someone had, potentially linked one of their accounts to my PayPal and all this sort of stuff.
Do you think this was, a hangover from when you were trying to sell pictures of your feet on Instagram?
Maybe, actually.
Because you were given that PayPal out left, right and centre and waiting for a lot of money to come in that never arrived.
I did contemplate that. I did. I was thinking, well, is this my fault? So anyway, I'm trying to deal with this scam with the Combank and it was a nightmare because it was one department to the next. Like, no joke, 2 hours. That's not an exaggeration. Not an exaggeration. So by the time I got through, they're asking me all these questions. Then the dogs go off because I was expecting a new, like, vanity to arrive. So my three chihuahuas are going, rawr, 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 going crazy. And I'm trying to answer questions to the banker. There's a man at my door. I'm running around trying to pick up dogs. I'm shoving them in rooms. I'm like, oh, just go around the back. And then the lady on the phone's like, oh, what? And I'm like, just hold on a second. It was all happening, right?
Tell me the bank hung up.
No, they didn't. God. That's how good Combank are. They stuck by me. I said, look, I'm really sorry. She's like, no, it's okay. And I was like, all right, I'll be back in a minute. So at the time, I was answering the phone because I was sitting at my desk studying. So I had my headphones on my head and I was walking around holding the phone. So I've got these headphones out, holding the phone, trying to deal with these guys delivering my vanity. And I end up going out the front. I'm like, oh, just down this way, mate. So I've opened the gate and then Ben's forgotten to move the rusted old laundry sink out of the way. So I'm trying to not get like a disease from the
tetanus.
So this is your like 100 kilo new basin that we were meant to deliver, right?
Yes. Yeah, so yeah, these right. poor yeah. guys are carrying this 100 kilo vanity. Mm. I'm there, phone in one hand, right hand on the other, trying to move this rusted old sink trying not to get tetanus. The guys are standing there shaking, holding this vanity, and I'm like, the lady on Combank's like, you there? You there? And I'm like, give me a minute. I'm like, I'm sorry, guys.
And you're cursing Ben for not moving it already?
Yeah, and I'm like, I thought he'd moved this. And then the dogs are like, wah, 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 in the background. It was a chaotic scene to behold.
Anyway, chaotic now. I can only imagine what it was like in real life.
It was nuts, right? So meanwhile, it points to me for multitasking, but I'm like, okay, just put the vanity down here. I'm like, I'll come back and get your money. So I've ran down to my study. I've gotten onto Combank. I'm like, look, I'm putting you down for a sec. She's like, no worries. Take your time. I'm like, thanks. And then put the phone down, grabbed the money because I
had to pay the delivery driver.
I had to pay the delivery driver $40 and a bottle of Coke. And so it was really funny because these guys were lovely, and I was in a frazzle, and I said, look, who's the one that likes the Coke? He's like, oh, it's me. Gave him the bottle. The other guy has this weird grin on his face, and I'm giving him his $40. They've gone out, said, oh, thanks. To be honest, I don't know what was said after that point. I've had a mind blank because I was just so stressed. But then I had to call and make an order, right, for another part. Turns out...
For what?
You're for my vanity.
Right, yep.
So when I was on the phone, they were like, oh, did you get your vanity all right? I said, yeah, it was great. The delivery drivers, I said, I feel sorry for them because there was such a scene at my house. And I described the incident and they were like, oh, no. She's like, did you get a chance to talk to them at all? I said, look, not really. She's like, oh, that's a shame because one of them was so excited to meet you because they're big lovers of your show. I said, oh, no, I feel terrible because I was my worst self. So I just have to apologize to Chris and Pete. If you're listening now, I hope you are. My apologies.
Upsetting your fans, Jade.
You did a great job delivering
first world
the vanity.
Celebrity problems.
And
you're like the Ellen of Newcastle Radio.
No, I'm not. I'm really nice.
Are you sure?
I wasn't
I don't know.
Rude.
Was that delivery a coffee table that you're dancing
no,
on now?
No. But Chris and Pete, MCM Logistics, that's who they work for. They were great. Thank you so much for helping me out.
Frazzled.
Is that how you delivered your promised plug?
No.
We had to sit through that
story. No. There was no plug promise. I actually felt genuinely bad because I didn't, like, normally I have a chat to everyone that comes to my house because I'm a chatterbox, and I just felt terrible that this guy, like, genuinely enjoyed our show. And I just...
Here you are swearing, throwing
I'm
coffees.
Like, I thought Ben had moved this. I'm like, Myrtle, shut up. I'm like, sorry, Combank, I'll be there in a sec. Guys, this way. Like, it was just nuts, and I, you know, but anyway,
Please. The things phone operators go through.
I know, yeah. Right? Like, shit, that person that would be listening on the phone going, what is my life now?
I know, right? She was probably thinking, what's going on? But anyway, turns out I did get scammed and they sorted out that problem, but luckily they didn't get any of my money.
You're happy? You're in a good place now?
Yeah, I am.
You relaxed day today?
A relaxed day today.
Going for a massage?
Yeah, hopefully.
You deserve it.
Give her a foot massage, Crevo.
I'll be right.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
This is awesome.
Here they come now.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Make the music now, sucker.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
This is The Novos.
The microphones are on.
Guys, keep it right here. We have Delta Goodrum tickets all week here, and we are playing Eat or Defeat for Delta tickets after 8 o'clock today. So
yeah, that's right.
Get excited.
I mean, yesterday, you may have seen the vision on Facebook Live. Maddie was a not-a-happy boy.
I had to eat a chicken's heart. We have another delectable dish ready to go today.
That's right. Up next, though, guys, on 13:10:09, a bit of a conundrum for you. Essentially, this woman, she bought something at a charity shop, an op shop, and then saw the same jumper somewhere else for cheaper, and then tried to get a refund from the op shop. Now, this has thrown up a bit of a moral dilemma, because in an op shop, you're trying to raise money for a charity, right?
Yeah.
You're making a donation to get something that they've given you for pretty cheap, right? But this lady trying to score a refund there. So I thought we could do a right or wrong. 13:10:09, is it right or wrong that this lady has tried to get herself a refund from an op shop?
I mean, isn't this a no-brainer? Of course it's wrong. You can't ask a charity shop for a refund.
Oh, you can on some things.
If you're asking a charity shop for a refund, man, come on.
No. Out of curiosity, how much was it? Was it $10 or was it $50? Is it a designer jumper? And
it's around the $20 range. It's not like $1.
Man, what?
Jade, look at Jade. You are
dirty, rotten, tight ass.
I'm in two minds.
Okay, explain your situation.
I don't know. I'm sitting on the fence only because I get it if. Like, you don't have much money and you found something else cheaper, why wouldn't you refund it to get something cheaper somewhere else? But, if you were, well-to-do, just let them have the $20 and redonate it.
What if you just have an average amount of money?
Well, that's what I mean.
If you're buying a $20 jumper, it's not the cheap stuff. You're doing fine.
Oh, I think it's totally wrong, so...
Jade thinks it's all right. Okay, 13:10:09. Are you Team Jade and you think, yes, you can get refunds at an op shop? Or Team Maddie, you've
no
given
good.
The money to...
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
13:10:09. That we're asking you, right or wrong, asking for a refund at a charity shop.
Gee, thanks. Just got it. I like it. I want it. Gotta get money, get rich, baby, tap in.
Yeah, so this lady bought a jumper. It was around the $20 mark. And she then found that jumper exactly the same for cheaper elsewhere. She storms back into the charity shop demanding a refund. And they were like, it's a charity shop. Come on, lady. You've given the money for a good cause.
You know what? I've thought about this in the break. I think it's fine to ask for a refund in that stance. It's no different to if you went to a different store just because... there's the word charity in front of it. It's a bad thing to do.
Well, she's got the receipt. I guess technically she can get away with it. But Maddie, you're saying no good, right?
I just think, keep the jumper. Give it to somebody else. The difference between them, I'm sure, was minuscule. If it was $3 or $4... That's in it. Does it say how much? What the difference
sort
was?
Sort of half the price.
That's a lot.
Nah, $10. Give it to charity. You're helping somebody.
Yeah, but you don't know her circumstances. She might have needed the money. It's the point, though. What I mean?
It's just from what I can read in the article, it was about the point. It wasn't that she desperately needed the $10. It was the principle, right? That's what made her do it.
You know what? people are just so bored in life. I'm going to troll a charity shop because I can technically get a refund if I want it. Like, just who has the... Don't waste people's time.
All right, this is the debate. Yeah, so your team Jade, your team Maddie. Let's go to the phones.
All right, morning, Robbie.
Good morning, Jade.
Hello, what are your thoughts on this?
This is for you, Jade.
Yeah. Shame?
Shame.
You know what? I'm glad you have the shame bell because ours got stolen. I don't know where it is.
It's gone.
Well, don't come looking at my place.
Is that where it is it, Robbie? Did you nick it?
I reckon one of the big executives here really hates the shame bell on air, and when we were on holidays, they've gone, oh, let's take it. Bring it again.
Anyway, I don't know. I just think if she found something else cheaper, like, just get the refund.
All right.
It's like Maddie says, it's for charity.
I get that, but still, like...
$10 is $10, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I am. Well, judge away. I know I'd be going back for the refund.
But if that's the case, you shouldn't have bought a $20 jumper in the first place if she needed the money.
Yeah, but
that's a good point.
She found a jumper, the same one elsewhere, for cheaper. I don't think it's a bad thing being savvy with your money.
Well, don't buy it in the first place.
you got me.
Oh, Robbie.
Well done, Robbie.
Let's go to, is it Kerry?
It is Kerry.
Hey, Kerry, how are you today?
I'm good.
Hey, what are your thoughts on this? Right or wrong, asking for a refund at a charity shop?
Well, I'd just like to raise the point. If that jumper was the same, why was the charity shop asking more money than it was worth?
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, but it's
I
like...
I didn't even think of that.
It's like going to Woolworths and paying, like, $5.50 for mayonnaise there and, like, $4 for the same one at Coles. Like, that
different
happens,
shops,
right?
And it's just like a volunteer who's gone, I think the price is that much. Like, they're not going through. They're not like... You know, at, like, Dan Murphy's, they have people researching the price of every other liquor shop. It's not like that. So, they just go, I think it's that
So
price.
Do you think it's okay then, Kiri?
Look, no...
Come on.
I probably wouldn't go back for a refund, but it is, you've got me on a topic that does tickle me a little bit, just because I think with the rising trend of secondhand shopping, unfortunately there isn't any research, and I think that a lot of them really do overcharge for a lot of items, which is a real shame, because like you say, it is a charity, and it is a good cause for good people.
Yeah, okay.
So, like, are you finding, I don't know if you go op shopping or, like, maybe to Vinny's or, you know, the Salvation Army, are you finding items that are just, like, way overpriced? Is it something you've been, like, noticing?
Yeah, for a long time. Yeah. Not always, and I think it does depend on which shop you go to. I've got a local store that's still a church-run...
Give yourself a cheeky
shop.
Plug. We'll let you do this. Tell us about it.
Is it yours?
I do not own it.
Well, it's the churches.
Oh, it's the church.
Yeah. Give yourselves a shout out.
Anglican church, and it's still the older generation are running it, and they're so polite and so sweet, and their prices are still so cheap.
Is this the one on Beaumont Street?
No, I'm not local. I used to be, but I'm not going to tell you my secret spot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I get that. You know what? I respect that.
Good stuff. Thanks, Kiri.
That's like Jade legend. With the secret pine cone location.
Yeah. No,
never be revealed.
Don't reveal your sources. I think I'm okay with that.
William Tell.
No. Birthday lotto time.
Maddie's got the sneezes again.
Yeah, it's $700 today, guys. How good. All you need is a birthday to play. We'll pick a month at random. And if your number comes out of the birthday ball machine, you win the cash. Crevo.
It's come up August.
Okay, if you were born in August, the lines are now open.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Maddie and Crevo's. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. Lotto.
Ooh.
That's sorry. Right. Let's give really this cash it. Away. $700, pretty sweet, right?
Yeah.
August is the month that we're looking for.
Oh, yes, it is indeed. Very good, $700. We've given away thousands this year, haven't we?
More the better.
Cha-ching.
So good. All right, let's meet our contestant, Jade.
We're going to Sharon from Metford. She's a cleaner. She's married and has 9 grandkids. She says she loves jigsaw puzzles and Paris is on her bucket list to visit. But We have to talk, Sharon, about your love of jigsaw puzzles. Are you one of the people that will spend hours doing them, days, weeks even, and then you frame them and put them on your wall?
No, I don't actually frame them, but that's my de-stress of the night time when I get home from work.
Wow.
That's
so
good.
How many? So what happens once you're done with the puzzle? Do you break it up and then just put it in the cupboard? Like, how many jigsaws do you have?
I've got a fair few. I like the gothic ones. My children usually get them for me for Christmas and birthdays and whatnot.
I've never heard of a gothic jigsaw puzzle. Yeah. What's the last gothic jigsaw puzzle you put together?
Oh, my daughter got me one last year for Christmas. I've actually stored them in the bottom of the cabinet.
Yeah, but like, what was the picture on it?
Like Dracula?
It was a beautiful gothic woman with two white St. Bernards next to her either side.
Oh, pretty. I love St. Bernards.
One woman, two dogs.
All right, let's do this. Let's see if we can win you some coin.
$700. Are jigsaw puzzles expensive, Sharon?
You buy a lot of jigsaws at $700, surely.
For a 1,000-piece, a good one, about $32.
Oh, good.
Oh, excellent.
Jade, you should start jigsawing.
You could buy, 21 jigsaws?
Wow.
It's true. I'm playing chess at the moment. Sorry, Sharon, but maybe one day.
Not my cup of tea.
Even too boring for puzzlers.
But chess. Oh, look, let's not get into a war over the lamest game, but I pulled out the 15th of August.
Oh, 2 days off the 14th.
Damn it.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Never mind. Thank you anyway.
That's
Jade's
okay.
Like, sucks to be a puzzler.
Yeah.
Good job. Thanks, Sharon. Appreciate you listening. Back to before 9 o'clock, guys, worth $700. And, of course, Jade, up next, we are playing Eat or Defeat for Delta Goodrum tickets.
Yeah, okay, so basically Delta's coming to Newey and we've got a double pass to give away. But the thing is, basically we're going to win you the ticket. So we're going to spin the wheel and one of us has to eat do we tell them what it is right now?
Yeah.
A lamb's brain today.
Ooh. Producer Jackson stitched us up again. So how this works, right, is you need to have a really good story. You need to convince us that you deserve the ticket so much so that we'll have to eat the brains for you. If we don't finish it, you don't get the tickets.
Yeah.
It's that simple. Yesterday, I had to eat a chicken's heart. This is what happened.
Oh, Tim, he's chewing.
Swallow.
His eyes have gotten narrower.
I feel so sorry for you.
His body's tense. He's tapping his foot.
Come on, Maddie.
You have to eat it. Do not spit it out.
I think he's done it.
Hey, Amber. You win. Just like that. And let me tell you, I was tasting that thing all night. I brushed my teeth, I reckon, 3 times yesterday.
Gross.
Disgusting.
Maybe four. I've lost count.
The lamb's brain there, standing there from Jackson up next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
How about that, folks?
Here they come now.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
The Novos.
Oh, guys, we're giving away double pass to Delta Goodrum. Her Bridge Over Troubled Dreams tour is coming to Newcastle Entertainment Centre on Friday, September 24th. Tickets available now at ticketek.com.au. Now, this is Delta's Eat or Defeat. So, basically, we're on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, essentially, because producer Jackson's brought in a fried lamb's brain that one of us have to eat. If you, the listener, can convince us the reason why you want to go to Delta's concert is such and such.
Yeah. If for any reason the brain is not eaten, the tickets will not be given away.
Yeah. So it better be a bloody good story. Let me tell you, if it spins and lands on me, give me a sob story because I don't think it's happening.
You don't think you can eat the brain?
Jade, yeah. I ate a chicken's heart yesterday. Do you think that was delicious? Sometimes you just need to take the bullet.
Guys, this is Maddie Offit, guys. I don't think I can do it. If it spins on me, well, I don't think I can.
I've already had a go.
Chicken heart less gross.
No, absolutely not. Equally gross. You know
what? I will say this, just looking in the container there.
This one's oozy.
The brain is bigger and juicier.
Oozy, oozy. 13-10-09, if you really want to go to Delta Goodrum's Bridge Over Troubled Dreams Tour, call us now with a good story on 13-10-09.
We'll also go live on Facebook, yeah, just if you want some enjoyment and, you know, maybe just watch us suffer.
I'd love it if it lands on you. I hope Maddie gets a hat trick all week. Actually, it'd be more than
Can
that.
Can we put some rules in place that the same person doesn't get
no,
it? Because then it becomes very
not.
Boring.
That's no. what a random spinner wheel is.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM.
New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
What if I lose myself control?
Eat or defeat. The Delta Goodrum tickets.
Oh, so we have a double pass to give away right now, which is exciting for you, but horrible for us because you have to tell us the reason why you deserve these tickets. And if, I guess, you know, if the story's good enough, one of us will eat a lamb's brain. I'm scared. I don't want
to
do it.
Yeah, I've got the wheel here to spin. Should we find out who the contestant is between us? Let's do it. All right.
Spinning around. Here we go. Who?
So this is on our Facebook page right now, right?
On
so
Facebook
we can see.
Live. Yep. It has come up as Batty.
What a great day. I feel like I've dodged a bullet. Amazing.
You're not a team player at all, Jade.
No, not in this instance. I don't want to eat a lamb's brain.
I mean, from what...
Why?
From what Jackson said, it's going to keep getting worse.
Rochelle, good morning, Rochelle.
Good morning.
Oh, Rochelle. Tell me why you deserve the Delta tickets.
Listen,
sell your case. You're going to have to sell hard,
horrible.
Girl.
I feel horrible because I have the worst gag reflex, but this is not for me. This is for my daughter. So she is 14 and in high school. For the last, like, she's in year 9, but literally her whole high school life, just girls are nasty, nasty pieces of work. At high school, she is just been bullied on and off over the last few years.
You're getting me. Oh, man.
The names that girls call other girls is disgusting. Yeah. And it's so degrading. It's so belittling. And, you know, like calling a 14-year-old girl, SLU.
Yeah, Rochelle. Rochelle, no question, Rochelle. I get it. It's terrible. I do feel for you. But why? How would going to Delta fix the situation?
So my 14-year-old, so she has major anxiety and she's loved listening to Delta Goodrum songs.
Okay.
And Delta, she's watched the way Delta has, you know, kind of, you know, she likes watching her talk about, you know, what she's had to go through and how she's overcome things. And she really looks up to Delta Goodrum as an idol. And for me, I think that's amazing.
Jade, don't wrap... Jade's trying to wrap you up, Rochelle, and I want you to speak as long as possible to delay the inevitable.
Firstly, I just want to say, what's your daughter's name?
Dakota,
and I'm really sorry, and I feel for Dakota and that she's going through that. So
that is awful.
You know,
no one deserves that.
Kids, please, and adults, don't bully one another. It's terrible.
No, it's horrible, and it was the effect go forever. We've been through psychologists. She's on medication for her anxiety attacks. It destroyed her self confidence.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
I think anything that can build up my daughter.
Okay.
All right. Rochelle.
I'm hoping you guys think it's worth it too.
All right.
Maddie, what are you going to do? Are you going to do this for poor Dakota?
Are you going to eat or are you going to be defeated?
Come on, eat the lamb's brain for her, Maddie. Come on.
Rochelle.
It would put the biggest smile on
Rochelle.
Her face.
Okay, on Facebook Live, you're getting a lot of encouragement. Katie has said, be grateful it isn't a blended brain.
Producer Jackson, can you tell us about
Nathan
the...
Nathan has said, go, Maddie, go, Maddie, go.
Benefits of eating a lamb's brain.
There's a lot of vitamins and minerals within it. Apparently, it regenerates your cells as well. Great for the spinal cord. I will say this about that brain, though. I could actually smell it through the plastic, and it's still very moist, even though it's been fried.
All right. It is very moist. There was like a lot of condensation on the top of the lid, like dripping down on it.
So it's basically the size of, like, a tennis ball. Or just a bit smaller.
It's not that big. It's like a big why did you smell it?
It's like a peach. It's half the size of a peach.
All right, let's eat this.
Okay, Maddie's
got the spoon in here.
You're a legend.
Do you know what I shouldn't have done? I was trying to wig out the others by showing them pictures of baby lambs
on the computer screen this morning.
And you wigged yourself out.
Okay, so Maddie has a tablespoon, and the whole brain can fit nicely on the tablespoon. Yeah, so
that gives you an idea of the size.
He's going. Are you going to go for one whole gulp, Maddie, in one go?
Oh, he's done it! He's done it in one go.
He's chewing it.
Jason says, eat it and become a legend.
He swallowed it.
Karen says, hold your nose and eat.
You can
eat.
Do it. I think he's done it.
He swallowed it. You're a winner!
Yes!
Oh, you're a legend!
Oh, yay! Oh, congratulations!
Oh, you're amazing! You are amazing.
I feel like I am looking, and everyone on Facebook Live is saying Maddie is looking like a broken man right now.
Oh, Rochelle, congratulations. Your daughter Dakota's going to Delta Goodrum's
Maddie's
Bridge Over Troubled Dreams tour.
You're amazing. Thank you so much.
Maddie can no longer hear you. He's had to go out of the room. He's not looking very well. He's looking a bit pale.
How are you feeling, Maddie?
Okay, you're getting
that
a lot of...
That is the most disgusting...
encouragement on Facebook.
It's the most disgusting thing I've ever taken.
Legend. Maddie Gordon says you're a champion. Debbie said this made my morning. Natalie says you're a champion. A lot of vomit emojis, though, coming
Jackson,
out.
Jackson, can you please get me some water?
I can do that,
Maddie.
Oh,
thank you.
Jasmine said, someone buy Maddie a beer, the absolute legend.
I will buy you beer. 100%. I will buy you a beer. I will buy you a case of beer.
Oh, that's all right. You don't have to do that. Oh.
Man. Oh, it's done.
It's lasty. I'm wrapping
this up. Okay, let's wrap this up.
Just letting me
congratulations,
suffer on
air. You're
good
on your
job.
Way, Dakota and Rochelle, to Delta Goodrum's Bridge Over Troubled Dreams tour. It is happening at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre Friday, September 24th. Tickets are available now at ticketek.com.au. We're going to talk more after this.
Yeah, so we're talking about a big boot camp, which is all about health and happiness and getting your vibe up. So, Maddie, get excited, all right?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Guys, very exciting. We are kicking off our Novos boot camp. Crevo's got details.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, this is going to be huge, right? Mm. So basically we're trying to get as many people as we can to come along and just start a fitness journey with us because we've all, you know, around the team probably let the fitness side of things go over the past, you know, little while and we all want to get a bit healthier and just to be happier, smarter, etc. This is a great way to do it. So Foreshore Park, it's happening this Saturday, 8:30, a little bit early, but then you got your exercise done for the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Guys, I need to tell you about EMS Fitness, who's sponsoring this. And I went out to their gyms at Qatari yesterday. Check them out. Man, these are state of the art. Every single machine is pretty much brand new. They have two businesses. They have their main gym, which is, let me tell you, amazing. If you love that sort of warehouse, but cool warehouse, open plan type of setting, this place is for you. It's so fantastic. I just had a look at the treadmills, for example, right? And they were telling me you can actually work whilst doing the treadmill. It's basically a computer.
Get out.
Yeah. That's so you can Instagram, Facebook, doing it like an Excel spreadsheet, all of these different things. So it's really blending work and working out together so well. And then downstairs they have the EMF Platinum gym, which I can't
What's the difference? What's a platinum?
Well, the EMF platinum is like the luxe version, all specialized classes. But all the machines down in the platinum gym, right, they're all like computers. So when you join up, you do like this special test where they test like your weight limits and whatnot.
Body fat.
Body fat. Stuff. And the machines are then catered to you specifically. So when you can go into the gym, you don't need a personal trainer there.
Yeah, right.
Like it'll make sure that you're doing exactly the right amount of reps and lifting the right amount of weight. Really good.
That sounds amazing. So this is the, you know, obviously they're helping us out with this event. You're going to meet, you know, the expert.
And their floors look like bowling balls. They've got really nice floors.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's pretty cool. But yeah, this is the sort of team that will be involved with this. Now, it is free, but you have to register. Mm-hmm. So you've got to go to newfm.com.au, jump on there. There's like a boot camp, Novo's boot camp little page that you jump onto. It's pretty easy. Just fill out a few details and then you can come and join us. And we're just going to start.
Work out together.
Yeah, we're going to work out together. It's going to be a great boot camp in the morning. And like I said, you'll feel great for the rest of the day. And you're starting the fitness journey together.
That's it. It's
going to be fantastic. Jump online, newfm.com.au, chuck in the details to register, and you can come along for free. How's that?
So good, guys. Checking in with Maddie in the newsroom next. And after that, joining us on the show today, very happy about this. Aussie icon Magda Szubanski on the show after this at New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
How about that, folks?
Here they come now.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
The Novos.
105 commercial free coming up right after us with Jackson.
Yo. Are you right? What were you doing in there?
I was laughing.
Oh, okay. Good.
Something just made me laugh. Sorry, Tones and Eyes on the way.
Is it Peter Griffin?
It was Peter Griffin. I didn't want to draw attention to it, but it made me laugh. Fly Away.
Excellent.
I got some Deep Blue Something as well.
Nice.
Breakfast at Tiffany's, yes.
Oh, love this.
Anne Marie as well. She did a live version of this on The Voice in the UK.
How was it?
Really good. Yeah, she's underrated, Anne Marie.
I agree.
Yeah.
She's got a brand new song with Niall Horan out at the moment, which is fantastic. Released
really?
On Friday.
Haven't heard
check
it
out.
Yet.
I don't think it's hit radio yet.
Mm.
But really good. Hey guys, coming up next, we are speaking to Magda Szubanski, which I'm so excited about. A huge Kath and Kim here, fan here. What about you guys? Are you into it?
Oh yeah, I love Kath and Kim. I never knew her real name though. So she's which character is she again? I know the look of her.
Sharon, Jay.
Sharon, there we go. Sharon from Kath and Kim.
Hey, Mrs. D.
Hey, Mrs. D.
Magda's joining us next. She's the brand new host of The Weakest Link, which is back on TV after almost 20 years, premiering tonight, 9 p.m. on Channel 9. We'll speak to Magda Szubanski next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We specifically in the specific, where are you going to go?
With 5 votes, you are The Weakest Link. Goodbye.
Kimmy says that you're not going to have the big flapper party now.
The media in a spin over Magda Szubanski today.
Oh, Magda, perfect casting. This is like a fine red with a nice cheese. Like, this is perfect. Are you excited?
I'm very excited. I've been having a lot of fun, I have to say, letting my inner biatch come out.
What's it like doing the show? Obviously, it was Cornelia. She sadly passed away 3 years ago and she was on the show originally. Did you have any sort of, I don't know,
nerves or something?
Yeah, I guess nerves.
Oh, like Morag from Home and Away.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, iconic.
She was iconic. It must be a bizarre feeling, you know, doing, I guess, that role and knowing that the other's dead. I don't know. Just
I hadn't really thought about it that way.
Now you will.
exactly. Thanks very much. You've ruined it for me now.
Sorry.
I think she was a wonderful actress. She was a fantastic fixture in the firmament here. But really, it's all about each person giving it their own spin. I mean, it's in like, I think, 46 countries.
Mm.
So everyone does it a bit differently. And this version of it is much more aligned to the reboot that they're doing in the US with Jane Lynch from Glee, fabulous Jane Lynch. So it's more of a comedic, you know, it's still stern and it's still authoritative, but it's also, there's a lot more play and a lot more fun. It's not just about being
you more know, taking brutal. The piss.
Yeah, then
it's taking the piss rather than yeah. than making people need to go for a piss because they're so terrified.
Now, I've been seeing like the ads are everywhere, right? And one of the yeah. key things I noticed is you're wearing like a very particular pair of glasses. Is that yeah. are those your glasses, or is that like a costume and makeup department going, you no, need like more stronger glasses?
No, they're my glasses. If you look at media things with me, I've been wearing them for years.
I don't know why I noticed it more then. It just must be, I didn't notice it before and I was like, oh, they're actually perfect for this role.
Yeah, I know, but they're mine. They're multifocal prescription lenses that I've been wearing for years. So I wouldn't be able to, you know, see the contestants properly if I didn't have them on.
You can say no to this, but I just thought, is it possible you can ask one of us a question that you might know the answer to off the top of your head and see if, like, either of us is the weakest link?
Oh, okay, let me think. What is the final letter of the Greek alphabet?
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Oh,
I
don't know. Is it an E?
Okay, so this is very easy. Jay, Josh and Krivo, you are all the weakest link.
I love it.
Oh no.
Magda, we're so excited to have you back on the telly. Of course, premiering tonight, 9 o'clock on Channel 9. Thank you, Magda.
Thank you very much. Great to chat.
Thanks.
Bye.
I don't know how long I have to be on this show for people to realise that I'm not Josh.
Yeah, you've been here a while now.
He was here for 3 months. I've been here for 3 years.
How awkward. Ironically, Magda's the weakest link on that one.
You're Krivo.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Krivo. Come here, Krivo.
Tony Jade. No name is known.
Oh, birthday lotto is up after this. $700 up for grabs. If you want to win it, all you need is a birthday. We pick a month at random. If you're born that month, give us a call on 131009.
Okay, round and round the world goes. It has come up as November.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Krivo.
This is
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Krivo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
We have $700 to give away. This is where we pick a month at random. If you're born in that month, you call the show. First through on 131009 gets to spin our birthday balls to win. It's that easy.
Yeah, that's right. It's time to meet our contestant now. Her name's Debbie. She's from Raymond Terrace and is still in bed at the moment.
Oh
how comfortable. I'm very jealous, if I'm going to be honest.
I've never been in bed with a Deb, so that's exciting.
Hey, Debbie, do you have a clock radio next to your bed?
No.
How are you listening to us then?
I have a radio.
Oh, right.
So when you wake up in the morning, do you just flick over and turn the radio on full bore?
I actually brought a Google Hubby thing to have here to put you guys on, and I can't get you guys on it.
Yeah,
we don't stream.
We're still catching up in that department, but
that's not for us.
This isn't just me.
No, it's not you. But do you know what? I'm a big believer in buying an actual radio.
I have a radio myself.
Yeah. The more people with actual radios these days, the better. Who said that's outdated technology?
Bought me one of those old school looking ones, and I love it.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm telling you now, you're lucky because one day when the power goes out and you've got spare batteries, you'll know what's going on.
You know what? Not many people have the spare, like, D-sized batteries, though, that a radio requires.
Look, Maddie, I was making a point.
You know what? Great idea, Debbie. What do you think? We'll do a day here on the show. You get a radio. Everyone that calls the show wins a radio. We need to repopulate Newcastle with actual radios.
Agree.
They're handy in the garage.
Novo's radio's coming. We'll work on that. All right, Debbie, let's do this. Spin those balls, Jade, for Debbie.
Oh, yeah, I've got to do that for you then. Hold on.
Jade just thinks you're here for a chat.
Yeah, I was just enjoying
Deb's
the conversation.
Like, cash.
All right. I've pulled out the 7th of November.
Oh.
Unlucky. No. No, sorry.
Your tune changed quickly, didn't
Not
it?
Not the sound you want to make in bed, is it, Deb?
Good on you, Debbie.
Thanks
You're a
for
good...
calling.
Hey, Debbie, do you like red wine? We'll send you a bottle of Novo's Red coming your way, okay?
Oh, nice.
Okay. No worries.
Bye.
Enjoy.
Deb's like, another thing I don't have to leave bed to have.
Yeah, wine.
105 minutes commercial free is up next with Jackson. Hello.
Good morning. That's my birthday.
Oh, it is too.
Is it really? I would have won $700 if I didn't work here.
Oh, wow, Jackson.
Oh, well, we can't all be winners. Shawnee Mendez, he's winning. Camilla's sticked around.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if that's winning.
No.
Maybe losing.
I don't know. Depends on your flavour. Treat You Better is on the way. Olivia Rodrigo as well.
Killing
and,
it.
And driver's license. Listen to Taylor Swift as well, Mr. Perfectly
I'm getting, fine. You know what? A bit of Taylor Swift overload at the moment, but this is a great song.
It is a good one.
Yeah.
Can't deny it.
It makes you think, why wouldn't they put this on the album? Better that they didn't for her now.
It's been a big hit for her.
I'd love to go through all her backlogs of what she's written and just hasn't made it.
Well, just ring her up, Jade.
I wish I had her number. Someone has it.
Break into her vault. Way.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right. Well, enjoy your day. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off in minutes. Bye.
Bye.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.